Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Get Up. We're coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. A lot of football to get to after a huge weekend. Dan Orlovsky, Ryan Clark, Rhett Ryan here with us.
He said my government name.
Get up. I got to introduce the show, and we got to talk about this. The Cowboy collapse. Their comeback bit falls just short against Kyler and the Cards. Can they be trusted come playoff time? And then there's Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Changing the Bengals stripes will tell you if this team is good enough to make a run at the Super Bowl right now. And AB goes AWOL when the Bucs needed him most. Can Tampa Tom still repeat after losing yet another weapon? We'll have the answers on a huge football Monday as we say get up to you. And let's go right to this big game, Cowboys, Cardinals. And there are the guys looking for a big win, hoping to compete for that number one seed. But Kyler Murray stands in their way. Up 3-0. Cardinals in punt formation. A little trickeration there, Dan.
Yeah, great aggressive play call by the Cardinals. They're up 3, 4th-and-2 in their own territory, and they go with the fake punt.
Yeah.
It's an incredible
catch. That's one of the best coaches ever, catches ever.
That's
unbelievable catch.
That's crazy.
Defense pass interference call, but declined by the Cardinals. They're back. Look at them. First and goal. Kyler Murray,
I wonder
Antoine
who's covering him.
30. That discipline,
oh boy,
that discipline.
Some,
I like this
shot
by the Cowboys down in the red zone. This is something that Michael Gallup has brought this offense, that one-on-one opportunity ball. We'll see if he's going to be healthy. Yep. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yeah, Cowboys up 10-7 at that point. Third quarter, Cards up 13-7, 3rd-and-7 inside the red zone, and Murray again to Wesley.
Yeah, to cut split man coverage, you leave so much room for your guy to go make a throw. Wesley goes up, and the ability to go kind of body control and go get that ball over the defensive back.
Check 30.
Later in the third, same score. Cowboys offense on the field. What's going on with the Cowboys defense? Confused? McCarthy has to burn a timeout?
Unprepared, right? They had their kicker and quarterback on the field. The Cardinals didn't. They were unprepared. Burn a timeout. Do I like this? Absolutely. Cedric Wilson, man coverage. You push up vertical, scrape across the back of the end zone.
Okay, 10:45 remaining. Cowboys 2nd-and-11. Prescott, scramble. Isaiah Simmons.
Isaiah Simmons is hunting the football. He punches the football out from Dak Prescott. He's had these type of ball security issues late in the season. You cannot do this, especially when Dallas isn't creating turnovers.
Prescott frustrated, but he would make up for it on this play. Prescott to Amari Cooper. Touchdown, Rex.
Hey, Amari Cooper played.
I know
he was missing all game.
You set that one to Rex.
Oh, you're stone, buddy, bro.
Cowboys hit the two-point conversion, only down 3. And right here, Chase Edmond takes the pitch, appears the fumble.
Yeah, you time out, challenge it.
Yeah,
challenge it.
Challenge it.
You can't.
Oh, you don't have any timeouts because you poorly managed them and you wasted them in situations when you should not have.
The Cowboys out of timeouts right there. Next play, Cardinals snapping the ball. Murray getting the key first down to seal the win. Cardinals win it 25-22. Cowboys missed opportunity there. Now the Cardinals win means we'll have to wait one more week to decide the winner of the NFC West. ESPN's FPI gives them a 33% chance to win the division. And the Cowboys' loss drops them from the number 2 seed to the number 4 seed, ending their hopes of earning that first round bye. And look, we were talking about this before the show. Dan, you're looking at things with this team, and you're seeing things on defense that weren't working out.
Yeah,
as you've seen them.
Well, as a football team, there's nothing that I trust in the football team, nor anybody that I do. I also think defensively, outside of Trayvon Diggs, they got a coverage issue. And as an offensive person, you always go into tape going, who or what can we attack? And this has been kind of the storyline for this Cowboys defense all year. You can go at number 30, down in the red zone, poor eye discipline. It's man-to-man coverage. You should have your eyes on one thing, the wide receiver, but you got your eyes in the backfield. Kyler Murray's going to break the edge. Instead of playing your guy, you go and attack Kyler Murray. You get left behind And then there's that wide open receiver for the touchdown. The safety was there to go get Kyler Murray. That's one clip. You got three or four of them. We saw
Antoine
the Raiders.
Wesley gets the deep ball.
Right.
The
yeah. We saw the Raiders game. It happened. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm just telling you how teams are going to attack the Cowboys. Yes, they want to play man coverage. Trayvon Diggs got beat with the double move. That's who he is. He's mm-hmm. It's the risk reward versus him. But if I'm an offense, go against the Dallas Cowboys, I'm saying, listen, we want them to play man coverage. As long as we do our best in pass protection, easier said than done, yeah. we are going to go after number 30. And you feel really good about your second or third receiver working against him.
Yeah, yesterday is kind of what you get when Randy Gregory doesn't have a turnover, or when DeMarcus Lawrence doesn't have one, or when Michael Parsons doesn't have one, or when Trayvon Diggs doesn't have one. But you can't put this on the Dallas Cowboys defense. They played good enough against good competition to get a win. It's the Cowboys offense that needed to make some plays. They needed to run the football. They needed to create some explosive plays down the field. But this is who this team has been since Dak Prescott has returned from injury. It hasn't been a team that's been able to create their own light, right? A team that's been able to put themselves in position to win based off of what they can do offensively. There's been no huge plays from CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott hasn't created when things aren't there. And if they're going to win in the playoffs, they have to find ways to do that, because right now this team isn't good enough, isn't consistent enough in critical football moments to win games against good
teams. See, that's key, because the stars were supposed to lead this team. The offense was supposed to lead this team, Rex.
Yeah, no, exactly. And RC talked about it. This team hadn't been the same since the injury to Dak. They haven't. And here's how I can prove it to you. All right, they were second in the National Football League in rushing before the injury. Now, all right, since that time, 26. Mm-hmm. You don't think that makes a difference? Mm. And to me, that's that. They better get back to that. We saw Philadelphia start to run the football the exact opposite.
Right.
One team's ready to go to the playoffs, the other team's not. And here's the thing. Are these guys really that good? We say every week, man, look how talented Dallas is. They got the great running back Ezekiel Elliott. They got the great receivers in CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and all this. But really? Are they really that good? Right. Because Amari Cooper, to me, in my opinion, here's the thing. This kid, I watch him. He's got unbelievable ability.
Yeah.
Unbelievable ability. Well, why doesn't he play like that? We saw him play like that one game this year. And that's against Tampa. The first game of the year, he played the way his physical talent should be. Why the hell they don't play better than that, I don't know. Why does C.D. Lamb drop passes?
Right.
Why? It tells me you're not ready to play.
Yeah.
Why is Dak Prescott not running the ball in the red zone like he should be, one of the biggest threats in the National Football League?
Yeah.
Those are questions
you know
that need to be
answered. Is one of the most concerning things for me about Dallas going into the playoffs is if they don't play their A game, I don't think they can beat anybody.
That's
like we've seen Green Bay not play great,
that's
win
the
a
problems.
Game. L.A. not play great, win the game. Tampa Bay not play great, win the game. If Dallas doesn't, and it's because they got too many crucial penalties in moments. And you said this week one, and I didn't agree with you. Or maybe week two, and I didn't agree with you when you were right. I don't trust their head coach, man.
No,
I
just
don't.
Wow.
He
said that.
I told you he's the worst coach.
Yeah, I think
the entire football team.
Okay, let's go to this game, because this was the game of the night. Chiefs, Bengals. Joe Burrow and the Bengals hosting Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Bengals.
You'll be saying it over and over again with the way they played late in the first quarter. Chiefs up 7-0, third and goal.
Yeah.
Mahomes to Kelce dealing for the touchdown.
Yeah, good play design. Travis Kelce sets his outside defender, leaves him, crosses face, touchdown.
And then there was Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
That's one. Oh, you don't have no chance. Look at all the people. None of you even laid a hand on him.
I can't wait to break this play.
72-yard touchdown. Bengals up 14-7. Burrow again. Late in the second to Chase.
Yeah, just a great connection. He knows when the ball's come out of Joe's hands. He tracks the football, makes the catch, and then get his feet down.
That footwork was beautiful. Opening Bengals drive in the third quarter, and Burrow to guess who.
So here's what happens. When you stand next to him and you can't stop him from catching it, you said, you know what? We just won't be anywhere around him, and hopefully the preseason drops will show up.
Bengals trailing, though, 28-24. Fourth quarter, same score, second and goal. Burrow to Tyler Boyd. Getting it done with so many weapons.
It's just so pretty. You get the underneath defenders to sit, Boyd to the back pylon. It's just such a pretty design. I love this from their defense, though. The only they ran zero coverage, all-out pressure was in that moment, forces a field goal by Kansas City.
Right, game tied 31. Bengals third and 27. Burrow dropping back.
We got to play for it. We got to play for it. Hey, Wink Martindale, you must have called Spags and said don't double him. But they don't mean single him the whole day.
Look at BC.
Ja'Marr Chase, 30-yard gain under 2 minutes to go. Second and goal. Burrow keeps it, but no gain. Okay, remember, game tied.
Got to kick it, right?
Yeah, failed,
kick
right?
It.
You got to kick it.
Kick it.
Maybe the Chiefs let him score a touchdown. No. Passing it to Mixon.
Oh.
Right there.
Him not
touchdown?
They'll kick it.
No.
They'll kick it now because of penalty.
It's a penalty, right? So now
right.
Kick it.
Flags on the play, offsetting penalties.
No chance.
Then they'll get another fourth down.
You kneel on it.
Kneel on it, but that's not what happened because Burrow, once again,
we got it.
Dropping back.
Right?
Incomplete.
No. Oh, the boy.
This is when you kneel on it on this flag.
Another flag on the play. Legarius Sneed called for illegal use of hands. Burrow hit hard, would limp onto the sideline. New set of downs, though. Evan McPherson on the field for the 20-yard field goal to win the game. And that is all she wrote. Bengals winners in the playoffs. 34-31 over the Chiefs. Now, the Bengals win over the Chiefs, clinch the AFC North for Cincinnati after three consecutive last-place finishes. Look how far they've come. The Chiefs' loss means they'll need to beat the Broncos in Week 18 and the Titans' loss to the Texans to earn the top seed in the AFC. All right, guys, this one was big for the Bengals. Yeah. RC, I look at this game and I see so much. What's your biggest takeaway?
Oh, Ja'Marr Chase was the best player on the football field.
Yeah.
I mean, period, point blank. In a game full of offensive superstars, we got to remember, Travis Kelce is on the other side. Tyreek Hill is on the other side. The best quarterback that we've seen in ages, Patrick Mahomes, is on the other side. I mean, on his own team, there's Tyler Boyd and there's T. Higgins and there's Joe Mixon. Yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase took over the football game. Rex and I have seen it before. Dan and I have seen it before. But it was against children. It was against 18 to 21-year-olds. These are grown men, and those grown men couldn't do anything with Ja'Marr Chase. And we talked about the Dallas Cowboys and their skill players, what we thought they'd be. This is what we thought. When we looked at the Dallas Cowboys at the beginning of the season, this is what it was supposed to look like.
You're right.
You were supposed to have dudes step up in critical football moments, good on good, with great players across the sidelines and make plays. That's what Ja'Marr Chase and the Cincinnati Bengals did. They needed this win.
Yeah.
They needed to prove that they could handle success. They needed to prove that we could play in a big game and come back the next week and win another. And you did it against the best of the best. This is a team that could compete with anyone in the AFC, anyone in the NFL, and it's because of their stars.
Now, Dan, I got to give you some props. A little while ago, you said Joe Burrow, top five quarterback. I got to admit, just about everybody I know was like, what are you talking about?
I get it right.
And now,
you know,
look at what he's doing. What do you make of what you're seeing with this Bengals team?
I think Joe Burrow has everything that franchises want in a quarterback that is so hard to measure. The ability to be two people in once. Like, that have that killer mindset of I'm going to go out and absolutely take your soul, but my pulse rate is never going to go up. And then him and Ja'Marr Chase have become a top five duo in the NFL because of their connection. Specifically on the deep ball, you get man-to-man coverage, back comes inside, Joe goes, all right, you're going to play my guy one-on-one. I love how Ja'Marr peeks back right at the moment when Joe is letting the ball out of his hands. That is what it looks like to feel the game the same way, to know the timing of the game the same way. Very similar situation, go route up top. Ja'Marr is going to peek back right when that ball comes out of the quarterback's hands. He knows the type of trajectory and tempo that Joe is going to put on that ball, the way the corner and the safety are playing. That is years and years and years of repetition. And then that same feel that those two guys have. That's why they become one of the top five duos in the NFL. Now, I want to be, I also think that we got to show some love to the defense for Cincinnati. I know we're
second
talking about.
Second half was huge.
They gave up three points to that offense in the second half. Mm-hmm. I thought the Von Bell play right before the end of the first half, the deep ball to Tyreek Hill where he punches the ball out.
Yep.
Because that play's huge. This play right here.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, watch, he's going to come and punch that ball out. I've seen Tyreek Hill make that catch.
And that's the one stop. The entire first half.
100%. Yeah. And it's huge because it takes points. And then we talked about this. This is the only time this game that this defense ran zero blitz. Third and four in the red zone. Kansas City was not prepared for it. There was not an answer to go with the football. Yeah. And it forces that. They were up 31-28. The field goal to give them a chance to go have a field goal win the game. I thought their defense was spectacular in the second half.
So, Rex, how far do you think Burrow can lead this Bengals team in the playoffs?
Oh, man. I mean, it could go a long way, but –
let's not, you know, kid ourselves right now. This defense is the same one that gave up 400 yards passing to a backup quarterback for the Jets.
Was it Mike White?
That's, Mike
that's
White.
True.
So I'm not
playing Mike White.
No. Yep. They're not ready yet. But what I'm going to say that, no, I'm going to say this. I give truth, sir. People can handle it. People can't. I tell the truth. All right. What I said about Joe Burrow was not top five. I said, this is the next Tom Brady. Mm. And I said, if you want to get you guys who collect football cards, go get Joe Burrow's card.
Yeah.
Because this team's going to win multiple Super Bowl championships. That's what they're going to do. They need to get better on defense, obviously. And here's the thing that I was blown away by. They protected Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That was the question.
We're going to break that down,
I took
Rex.
Kansas City in this game. I thought Kansas City would win because I'm like, they're going to be able to
Chris Jones
get
made plays
him.
Early,
yeah,
too,
Chris Jones
and then they started to protect them. Yep.
But I'm like, they can't handle this kind of heat that are going to take it. Oh, you know what? They sure as heck did. So give that offensive line some credit, too.
That was the big concern we had coming into the season. Can they keep them upright? They have done that and then some. Well, coming up, AB goes AWOL when the Bucs needed him most. Can Tampa Tom still repeat after losing one of his most important weapons? Plus, the Rams. Oh, they got by the Ravens, but just barely. And boy, did Matt Stafford look shaky. Should LA trust their signal caller come playoff time? Dan's going to tell us next. But let us do a little sneaky hembo time for Rex Ryan. Which NFL franchise has produced the most 13-win seasons?
Probably the Jets, right?
Ah, he's losing already.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Backwards with a little sneaky hembo time, and you're vexed on this one. Okay, which NFL franchise has produced the most 13 wins?
Yeah, this one is so brutal.
Okay.
Because if you go all the way back, they only had 14-game seasons.
Okay.
So that's why I'm thinking, well, you know, because I wanted to say Dallas, and I'm like, there's no chance.
So who you got?
All right. So, and there's people, I think people want to say the Niners, and I can't say that. And then there's the obvious, well, the Patriots are obvious. Pittsburgh's obvious.
We're only a two-hour show.
I'm going to take the Patriots.
The Patriots, and you are wrong. Oh. It's the Niners.
You said the Niners.
The best part about this was 30 seconds before we came back, he said, I'm not going to take the Niners. I just can't do that. He wrote a dope to.
But
he got in your head.
I said he got in my head. No question about it. No question.
Come on, Rex.
And here's the thing with the Niners. The bad thing. But I'm thinking they've done it once in the last 5 years.
Yep.
The Patriots. I personally gave up 8 of those damn things.
Don't worry, Rex. You'll get them next time. Don't let them get in your head. That's the key. Let's turn to this game. Rams. Ravens. One of the biggest games yesterday. Rams had a lot to prove. Lamar not playing. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. 3rd and 2 from the Rams. And Matthew Stafford picked off by Chuck Clark.
You as a quarterback should not throw the ball to the team that's not wearing the same color jersey as you.
But nothing to worry about. We'll talk about that in a second. Ravens up 10-0, and Tyler Huntley intercepts into Jordan Fuller.
I think this is the play of the game. The Rams had absolutely no life. They push the ball downfield. Fuller makes that interception. It gives the Rams the opportunity. They get down in the red zone. You're going to get push coverage. Cooper Kupp's going to set his defender outside, run the angle in the middle of the field where there's a vacancy. The Rams get on the scoreboard.
His 15th touchdown of the season for Kupp. Rams down 13-7 heading into the half. Fourth quarter. Rams down. Sony Michel punching them for the touchdown. Now down by 2. About a minute left in the game. Rams down by 5. And Stafford to Odell with a great catch.
Big time throw, big time catch.
Great play right there. Very next
straight
play.
Out.
Hey, let's do it again to Odell.
Nice.
Love the feel by Odell. The catch. Like catch, reach for the pylon in a simultaneous act. Great awareness on the field.
That is the Odell of old. There are the Ravens coming for it. 20 seconds left.
Dip.
One more chance.
Dip.
Von Miller. Sack.
Twinkle toes.
Game over.
My feet hot. My feet hot. Oh, I got bunions. I got bunions.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Rams win it 20-19. Big win for them indeed. Now, Dan, we were just talking about it. Rams won. Matthew Stafford had a shaky game. Are you concerned at all?
No. Ryan. Matthew Stafford didn't have a shaky game, okay?
He didn't have a shaky game.
He had two shaky throws. He went 14 of 14 in the second half. That's not a shaky game. No, I'm not concerned about the interceptions. 10 o'clock start, second straight week. I think once he gets fooled on the Chuck Clark interception, he gets fooled with the coverage. It's not a great play. I'm not saying that, but I'll give some credit to the defense. I think his second interception is a little bit of a force. This first interception, I think, is a nice job in coverage. I really do. Do I want him to read the stick route outside in? Absolutely. That's what I would tell Matthew like I did last night. I think this ball is forced, and the shallow cross is there. But I'm not overly concerned with the interceptions. I don't think that there's more than four or five guys in the NFL at that position that I trust more with the ball in their hands in the fourth quarter than Matthew Stafford. If he gets the ball in that situation, I bet my life savings that he is going to go make that play. I think his connection with Odell is growing. I'm not concerned.
Dan is betting his life savings.
It's not a lot, trust me.
Cousin Tiffany, my nephews, the boys, you know.
Hunter, Madden, Noah.
Yeah, just let them know. My niece. I just want you all guys to know that Uncle Ryan will be here once your dad loses his entire life savings betting with Matthew Stafford. I've done a great job of saving. I do not go into business with my friends, therefore will not lose my life savings. And so it's all good, guys. I have you. Listen, there's no way to watch Matthew Stafford play the second half of the season and not be concerned.
Yep,
right? You have to be concerned about the three-game losing streak you have against the Titans, the 49ers, and then you lose another one.
Packers.
I even forget who it was, the Packers, right? And then you played good against Jacksonville. You played good against the Cardinals. Now, seven turnovers in the last three games. This is a problem. And Rex will tell you why we can't just go ahead and trust him and trust that, oh, when the lights are on, when the playoffs start, Matthew Stafford will be amazing and he won't throw the football to the other team. Because what we've seen throughout the second half of this season is that he will. I am concerned about Matthew Stafford because his play could be what separates them from being a championship team and a one and done.
Yeah, if you have turnovers in playoff games, you lose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things, right? Obviously,
he'll remember that from when he played with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, but one thing about Matthew Stafford that we can count on is the fact he's never won a playoff game. So if we can sit back and we talked about it today and you hit it right on the head when you said he's had 42 fourth quarter comebacks. That's impressive as hell.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the fact they've been down that many times is another thing. But I just think turnovers are huge, and this guy's never done
it. Right.
Why are we saying that Tom Brady has a chance with his football team?
Because he's the greatest quarterback ever.
The greatest one ever, and he's been there and done it. This man has not done it.
Real quick.
Who do you think is the best quarterback in the fourth quarter this season in the NFL?
Who?
Matthew Stafford. How many interceptions does he have in the fourth quarter this season in the NFL?
Zero.
We got to leave it there because we got to talk about this. Tom Brady just losing one of his most important weapons in Tampa. Can the Bucs still make a Super Bowl run now that AB is out?
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. Let's go to the Sunday night game. Vikings, Packers, Aaron Rodgers and the Pack looking to clinch the number one seed. And they got started off fast early. Rodgers deep to the end zone. Alan Lazard making the move for the touchdown.
Yeah, a little hitch and go double move. I love that he gave his guy the chance, and Lazard has the ability to kind of track that football and adjust.
Later in the second, same score, Packers, the Vikings 28. Wow!
They did this three times. One, against that coverage. You're not supposed to throw that ball. Two, you're not supposed to complete it. They did it three times. I love the pace on this route by Adams. He sets him on the inside, kind of slow plays it, and then bursts through the vacancy.
He was like, I know Devontae's going to be here.
Don't worry about the coverage.
We dreamed it together.
And that's why Devontae dances. Packers up 30-10 in the fourth. A.J. Dillon rumbling his way to the 7-yard touchdown. Packers clinch the number one seed. Aaron Rodgers all smiles. 288 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then there were the Bucs and the Jets. Everybody thought this would be easy for the Bucs. Not so. And this game got to a strange twist quickly. In the middle of third quarter, Bucs down 13. Antonio Brown inexplicably starts taking his uniform off, takes his shirt off, throws it in the stands, same with his gloves, and walks off the field. Dan, what'd you make of this?
Just a very odd moment. And in the moment, you're like, what just happened? Is he walking off the field on his own? Is there something else going on? Obviously, we've learned a lot over the last 12 or so hours about what happened. Just hope he gets okay.
Meanwhile, on the field, end of the third, fourth and goal for the Bucs, Brady to Cameron Brate, touchdown.
Just a beautiful design to attack that kind of coverage. The ball's got to come out on time, right in Cameron Brate's chest. It's exactly what Tom Brady does.
Cutting the lead 24-17. Fourth quarter, Jets up by 4. Zach Wilson trying to sneak against that Bucs defense.
This ball should get handed off to Berrios in the Jets sweep. I think Zach Wilson thinks he had a free A-gap. He did not.
And then Brady to Tyler Johnson, gain a 27. Bucs back in.
Never heard of him.
Jets territory. Have you heard of this guy? Cyril Grayson.
Never heard of him.
Oh, gets the gain there. Doesn't get out of bounds. Let's keep it going.
Nice job getting up, getting the ball to get set. They're going to get the same coverage, Ryan. That quarter's coverage. Corner at the top of the screen's got vision on the quarterback. Brady's going to pump to the tight end. Gets that corner to sit. It creates a space between their corner and safety. There's the whole.
I lied. I heard of him. He slept at LSU close to Death Valley. He never even played in there, but that's what we do.
Here's Bruce Arians on AB.
He is no longer a Buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game.
I think everybody should find, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways that you know, he really needs it. And, we all love him. We care about him deeply. You know, we want to see him be at his best. And, you know, unfortunately, it won't be with our team. I think everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic toward very difficult things that are happening.
Yeah, big win for the Bucs, but obviously you look at AB in this situation, it's a little bit more of a serious note. And I got to say, one of the most talented players in the league, RC.
Yeah.
But yet this happens, and it just makes people say, what's going on with this guy? What was your reaction to this?
And Antonio Brown is one of the greatest wide receivers that's ever played football. The numbers say it. The film says it. But his fall from grace, I think, is one of the greatest tragedies in this modern era of football. When you look at a guy that was in some ways empowered to be who he was, that was some way enabled to be who he was, and never had an opportunity to fix some of the things that were wrong with him, some of the things that could be trauma from his upbringing, some of the things that he has learned to be. And so now you have this situation where he's been forgiven over and over again because he has elite talent, and he had one elite competitive trait. That on Sundays, when the lights were on, there was no one that played harder. There was no one it mattered more to. And for whatever reason that was, he always showed up. He stopped showing up to Pittsburgh. They shipped him out. He didn't want to show up to Las Vegas. They shipped it to New England. It seemed that Tom Brady was able to make Antonio Brown be a person that he wasn't normally. And then now yesterday, we see him stop competing. We saw him quit on football. We saw him quit on his teammates. We saw him for the first time, at least I believe, quit on himself. Now he's a wholly inconsistent human. Nobody wants those type of people in their locker rooms. And no matter what Tom Brady's ever done for him or felt about him, no matter what Mike Tomlin's ever done for him or felt about him, when AB gives up on self, this is the Antonio Brown you get. It's a tragedy that he leaves his team that way, and it's a tragedy because we'll never see this amazing talent play football again in the NFL.
That's good word.
Yeah, that's it. And such strong comments from you, RC, and being a former teammate of his, and then you see the hurt in Tom Brady.
Yeah,
because he invested in him two seasons. He went to bat for this young man. But a guy this guy doesn't care about anybody other than himself.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he let himself down this time.
Yep.
as a football fan, we are robbed of seeing this young man's talent. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to miss. But this guy needs to get his life in order, and hopefully that's what happens. And when Tom Brady is saying what he's saying, Antonio Brown's going to find out who his real friends are, because nobody else is going to be around. Nobody wants to be around him.
Yeah.
But hopefully he realizes deep in himself that I need to get help and go get it.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what was going on with him on the field, but I do want to mention this. I don't want to make it all about money, but at the point when he left the field, and remember, we still have one game left, 8 catches, 55 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's all he had to get $1 million in bonuses. And that is now off the table.
Yeah.
So what are the ramifications for this Bucs team, a team that was hoping to repeat this year?
It's devastating.
Yep,
this is a team that has to go on the road again like it did last year. They got to go through Lambeau, and now they've lost 2 of their best 3 receivers in the last 3 weeks. This offense was built around one of the best offensive line in football, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and those 3 receivers. And we all talked about you can't match up against them. And now 66% of that unit is gone. And I think the challenge now becomes to Byron Leftwich, their offensive coordinator, how he transitions to rebuilding the foundation of this offense, to how they're going to attack teams. And I think it's got to be their 3 tight ends. You know, when you've got Rob Gronkowski, Cam Brayton, and O.J. Howard, you still can be dynamic, explosive, and efficient on offense. But it has to happen quick. This change has got to be. Now, the Raiders have done this with their 3 tight end package. The Ravens used to do it with their 3 tight end package. So I think that the Colts do it. There's ways to do it, but they got to transition quickly. But to think that this is not going to have any impact, we're kidding ourselves.
Yeah.
This, we all felt when Chris Godwin went out, AB can step in and be okay.
Exactly.
And the Bucs right now are a giant question mark. Not only because of the injuries. What's Mike Evans' health going to be with his hamstring? When does Leonard Fournette come back? How healthy is he going to be? When does Levante David come back? But now we don't know who they're going to be on offense. We don't know who they're going to be. And it's a huge challenge to change everything on a Super Bowl run on the road.
We still know who they do have, Rex, which is Tom Brady, who just seems to get it done with whatever weapons he has.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen Tom Brady do it with a lot less. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Is Tom Brady the same quarterback he was 20 years ago, 15 years ago? No. He's still pretty darn good. And I'm not betting against him. As soon as you doubt Tom Brady, you can forget it, man. He's going to beat you, and he'll find a way. And you know what? Just get out of your way, everybody else. Put it in Tom Brady's hands. He'll fix that offense. All right? They're down 13 points when Antonio Brown walked out the field.
Yeah.
They scored 2 touchdowns to come back. This team's not going to quit. Right. They're not going to roll over. They're going to do just the opposite. So, to me, I still believe in Tampa Bay for one reason. Tom Brady's their quarterback.
Wow. He's making track stars look good, right, even if they are.
Man, listen, that's what we do, though. It's not about Tom. It's about what LSU makes track stars do.
I shouldn't even say
that. That's what it's about.
I immediately regretted that. Actually,
he was impressive yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Made some plays.
Let me say this. I feel good because now.
Osmosis, bro.
Oh, God.
Balling by osmosis.
Man, I should have grew up in Baton Rouge.
I have to say, I feel good, though, because now we turn to the Eagles and the Washington football team. How about this team taking on Washington? Third quarter, Eagles down 16-7. Jalen Hurts dancing around, and Jalen Hurts saying, go that way? No, go this way. Yeah. Find Greg Ward Jr.
I think it's the play of the game. Yep. Third and 14, fringe field goal range. Third quarter, you're still down 2 possessions. He does a great job there. And then the ability to kind of go falling down, getting stepped on, but have an accurate pitch out to Boston Scott on fourth down is huge.
Hey, you know what happens in the playoffs? So when you outrush your opponent, you
win
75% of the time. That's why this team's
dangerous.
What
do you know about that, Rex?
You also win when you hit passes like that to Dallas Goedert. That drive would end with an Eagles field goal, give them the lead. Taylor Heinicke trying to pull it out at the end, but the pass intercepted by Rodney McLeod. Talk about an interception, guys.
Goodness.
RC, this is magic.
This is a great play. This is great underneath coverage by Ann Harris, but watch the finish by McLeod. That's a big-time play by a big-time safety.
Eagles winners, and they are playoff bound.
Look at
Tuesday, final bowl game before the national championship game.
Look at
next Monday night. How can they do this to me? LSU against Kansas State in the Tax Act
the bowl
Texas
game?
Bowl. NRG Stadium in Houston.
And we're in a bowl game?
Tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. On ESPN and the app. I can't believe you just said that. We're coming up, the Cowboys. Oh, they got some serious issues heading into the playoffs. Can they figure it out? Or will the D in Dallas stand for disappointment this January?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You are watching Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. So let's get some Sunday superlatives, shall we? RC, what's your favorite play from yesterday?
My favorite play is Cyril Grayson. What do you think? It's the LSU guy who didn't even play football, making a huge play to beat the Jets again with Tom Brady. No, honestly, when you look at this guy, he was laughed at last year for allowing the football to hit him in the helmet on a wide open pass from Tom Brady to come up huge in a situation like this with no Antonio Brown, no Chris Godwin, in a critical football moment. This was big for not only Cyril Grayson, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Rex, what's your biggest disappointment from yesterday?
In the same game, the Jets, they played so well, and you're going to have a rookie quarterback beat Tom Brady again if you're the Jets. That would have been for the third time. Like, I'm sorry.
Who was the coach that did it the time?
I have no idea. But I'm going to say this. The play was great. But, kid, if somebody's standing over the center, that means they're in the A-gap. Don't you just get the ball off to that little kid running around, they would have won the game.
Dan, who are you most impressed by yesterday?
Rex means Braxton Berrios, by the way.
Cincinnati
Bengals. At home, division basically on the line, playing the one-seed Chiefs. You go down 14, come back. You go down 14, come back, and then go on a game-winning drive, and it's because of your star quarterback and star wide receiver. The Bengals are for real.
You are a big believer in these Bengals. That's why I know you're so excited about this part. You think that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are a top five duo. Yeah. Break down the tape and show us why.
Their connection is why they won the division. It's why they won the football game yesterday. Now, first of all, the long touchdown that Ja'Marr Chase gets, I love the formation. Now, this is called formation in the boundary. Ball on the right hash. I set my passing strength, three receivers, into the boundary. Now, the defense has to match, right? So what they're going to do is, this is a secondary defender. He comes down to the passing strength. They leave a linebacker backside. Now, this is Ja'Marr Chase. Now, what happens is, the Bengals are going to send Tyler Boyd in motion, and the Chiefs never adjust. They leave that secondary player down here, and this linebacker now is going to be forced to play coverage in space. Couple things have to happen on the route. Number one, Tyler Boyd, you have to outside release. That's going to force that corner covering you to widen. I'm creating more of a window. Ja'Marr Chase, when you push up and run this out route, be expecting the ball at the top of the numbers. Remember, you are running a route on a linebacker in space. This is phenomenal design by the Cincinnati Bengals. Really good job, because see, T. Higgins is coming on the shallow cross. The linebacker jumps up because he's not used to playing in space. Look at all that area. There's Boyd. He's created that window. Now Ja'Marr Chase is special, expects the ball, catch the ball in space, and go run. Fantastic design by the Bengals. Here's the second one. Now this is Boyd in the slot. He's got an out route. This is going to be cover two. Corner, you've got squat. Safety, you've got deep path. Now, this is Ja'Marr Chase. You got to do what Tyler Boyd just did. You have to outside release down the sidelines. Two things from Joe Burrow that are spectacular here. Third and four, he's going to catch the snap and immediately peek to the right against this cover two, right? He is staring down here. I want everyone to pay attention to this safety. That's who he's trying to impact. Now watch what happens. That safety is going to get into this position right here. When that safety closes his hips to the sideline, you're dead man walking. Because if he's got square shoulders and backpedaling facing Joe Burrow, he can play inside, he can play outside. When he gets in that position closed off, you're dead. This is when Joe Burrow hole shots. There's the outside release by Ja'Marr Chase. Touchdown for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now 3rd and 27. My favorite play of the game, okay? What you are going to get is the Bengals going, Chiefs, we know who you are. You're going to bring your all-out zero blitz, and we're going to bring protection. The Bengals do a good job. We're going to go 5 offensive linemen. We know you are going to bring 7 or 8 on defense. We're going to keep our back end and our tight end in. That is fantastic. Now this is a lion call. What happens is this defensive tackle is head up on the center. So what they're going to do is they're going to take their right guard, their center, left guard, and left tackle. They're going to send those four guys to pick up protection. That's going to leave this right tackle on that right defensive end. They still have two, right, Ryan? Mm-hmm. So they're going to go 1-2. This is where the back and CJ Uzomah come into play. Now, this is fantastic by Uzomah because his rules, This is called a scan. He's supposed to go left to right. But he knows that offensive line is going everybody on that line call to the left. He immediately goes to the right. The back gets one. Look at this pickup. Bang, right there. Ooh. That's going to allow the go route to Ja'Marr Chase versus press man, zero coverage, 30-27, game over. The Bengals won the AFC North. And the reason they won the AFC North is because their quarterback is a superstar, because their receiver is a superstar, and because their coaches know exactly how to get them to play that way.
Wow, amazing tape breakdown. We now see. You see exactly what they're doing,
yeah.
And the sky is the limit for this offense
at
this point. Now, let's go on the clock. 30 seconds for each, but first, I want to start with some sound. Giants coach Joe Judge sounded off yesterday after the team's 29-3 loss to the Bears.
This ain't a team that's having fist fights on the sidelines. This ain't some clown show organization or something else, okay? You talk about the foundation built. You talk about the things that the toughest thing to change in a team, the toughest thing to change in a club is the way people think. You understand that? That's the toughest thing. You can get new players. You can have them in your damn locker room all you want. You got to change how people think. And you got to change how they believe in what you're doing. And they got to trust the process. And that's a lot easier said than done when they're looking up right now and you got one game left and the most games you're going to win is five this season.
Rex?
Yeah, first off, this guy is hard to like. I mean, really is. For a guy, number one, I love the thing. He's trying to build himself up by blowing somebody else's candle out. Great job. You know, like, farm your own land. Here's one thing I know about this guy right here, okay, and this football team. This is the biggest disappointment in the entire National Football League. Mm. They built this team. They threw all this money in because they were supposed to compete for the division championship this year. Here's where they finished. Fact is this. You're dead last. You won four football games. The fact you're saying the most you can win is five? Don't worry about that. That ain't coming. Okay? I don't care who the hell you play. You're playing worse than any team in the league right now. That is fact.
Going off.
Think about it. What he did was he pointed to the worst case scenario, two dudes fist fighting, and said, we're better than that. And then he said, the things you want to change are all things you can't measure. Right? So it's like, you can't measure toughness. You can't measure belief. It's like, don't look at my record. Don't look at what I put on film. Think about all these things that you can't quantify that I've done.
You know what's odd?
Disaster.
Is to have a head coach talk like that when in 2 years – under your leadership, you've won two games by double digits. You've lost 14 games by double digits. And you have scored one touchdown in your last 35 drives.
Mm-hmm. But you fired your offensive coordinator. That's a good move.
What?
Well, let's get back to this because I got to get you to the Packers, RC. They clinched the top seed. Home field through the playoffs. How important is home field for the Packers? 30 seconds.
I think the home field is important, but also you get the week off. This is a team that's been playing without its superstar, and its main superstar has the toe injury. So now you get an opportunity to heal. You get a week where you don't have to go out on the field and play a football game. And then you're going to think about all of these teams, whether it's L.A., Tampa Bay, Dallas, Arizona. None of those folks want to be in Lambeau like it was last night. And so the home field advantage for the Green Bay Packers is about as much as what it means for them as what it means for the other teams who have to go to Lambeau.
Okay, just under the clock. I like that. Dan, biggest concern with the Cowboys, 30 seconds on the clock.
There's nothing about this football team nor anybody on it that I trust. I don't trust right now that their run game is going to get going. I don't trust that they're going to consistently go 11 for 11 when it comes to their blocking responsibilities. I don't trust that the quarterback is going to make consistently the right plays or big plays. I don't trust that they're going to find ways to get their receivers involved. I don't trust that their secondary is going to make, outside of Trayvon Diggs, man-to-man, ball-on-play or play-on-ball situations. I don't trust that their head coach is going to handle the clock the right way. I don't trust that he's going to use his timeouts in the right moments. So there's a lot of talent on this football team, and I wanted to believe in them. I just don't feel like I can trust this team versus the NFC.
Mm, this is a Cowboy team that's looking to make a Super Bowl run. Who knows?
A lot. Because you don't trust it.
I can't trust it, he said. By the way, here's our big AFC North Week 17 Monday Night Football matchup. Browns, Steelers, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app. ESPN 2 will have Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli. Our coverage begins with Monday Night Countdown, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. All right, let's talk about tonight's game. Browns, Steelers. Who wins? RC.
Nobody even asked me, though.
But I gave
but
you the
Steelers, though. Nobody asked me, and I picked the Steelers anyway.
We did
but
that on purpose, I'm saying.
Bro, nobody – Zach did not ask me this on my production call. Y'all didn't ask me in the production meeting. What if I was going to pick the Browns?
Then
but I
wasn't,
though.
To see it.
I got the Steelers.
Okay. Rex Cook.
I gave him that. Make sure you give RC the Steelers. Yeah. The rest of us are taking the Browns. And why? Because you can't stop the run. Pittsburgh can't stop the run, and really Cleveland runs the ball.
It's Ben's last home game.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. So what? Ooh. Cleveland doesn't care. They're going to run the ball down their throat, in my opinion.
That makes me hesitate for a second.
Come on.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Cleveland. I have no idea why I'm hesitating.
Never
I'm the same way.
I'm going to say Cleveland. I can get a dad joke in.
Get it in.
Oh, we have time.
How much time do I have, Allie?
I don't think I have enough time.
Dang it.
I'll go Browns, and I'm on the fence. You're changing my mind. I don't know. But I got to go with the graphic.
It's home game, guys. Never underestimate the power of the heart of a champion.
The power of the heart of a champion.
I don't know. The way they've been playing, though, I don't know. First Take, top of the hour. They're going to react to AB walking out on the Bucks. What does it all mean for Tampa's repeat chances? Plus, how worried should the Cowboys be after another disappointing loss? Join Molly, RC, and Dan coming up on First Take.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Get Up is presented by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. And Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli back on ESPN2, 8 Eastern, breaking down Brown Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers joins them. That's Monday Night Football on ESPN and the app. So you got a dad joke,
yes. What do you call a dinosaur fart?
What do you call a dinosaur fart?
A blast from the past.
First Take starts now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.